we're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
I'm here with Sean Infield, and we are at, do you know where we're at? We're at a place in Plano called Willow Bend Mall. The shop's at Willow Bend. Pretty cool mall. And I've asked Sean to hurry over here all through the rain for an unexpected video shoot. Is that right?
This is all true.
What have I told you to bring?
T-shirt, swim trunks, and myself.
Go get changed. Put this swimsuit on for something unexpected. What Sean doesn't know is he's going to go surfing at the Aqua Shop.
Got to be ready for the unexpected.
Well, Sean, our surfer, what'd you think?
It was fun. I got some bruises on my body and on my ego.
What did you learn about the unexpected?
It can be exhilarating.
Are you ready for the unexpected, Redemption Church?
How about that? Go, Sean. That's awesome. Number one, isn't it just a big thank you to Aqua Shop at Willow Bend Mall? That place is awesome. If you've never been there, go there, all right? Take Sean. He'll give you some pointers, obviously. How unexpected that you could go surfing in Plano, Texas. Some of you had no idea that was possible, right? The unexpected is waiting around for you around every bend. All I told Sean, like I told you in the video, was to just come to the mall after he's done with work and bring something to change into, like a swimsuit. Everything else was unexpected for him. Little did Sean know that within himself was the unexpected power to hang 10, bro. Yeah. All right. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that really cool? Welcome to Redemption Church. My name is Chris Fluitt. I'm so glad you're here in Plano, Texas. If you're checking us out online, we're glad to have fellowship with you too. Come reach out to us. Leave us a comment. We'd love to hear it from you. If you didn't see it, we have the very talented, the stinking talented Jonathan Upchurch over here. And he out there is doing caricatures before and after service. So go by, get a caricature. It's really cool. And it's an unexpected talent of his. It's so good. Last week on Father's Day, we told you about unexpected callings. Today we're going to tell you about unexpected power. Look at somebody and say, unexpected power. Unexpected power. All right. Now, most of us love superhero movies, right? Most of us are kind of at least excited about superhero movies, no matter what that is. Like, some of us are like Transformer geeks. There's some people that are like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They still have a warm part in their heart, even though Michael Bay has ruined them. Then there's some people that are like DC, some people like Marvel. But there's no surprise our culture is like taken with superhero movies. My favorite part of every superhero movie is when they just get the power. At the very beginning, the first time they sense the power, the first time a light bulb goes off in their head, the first time somebody says, Harry, you're a wizard. Something like that, okay? Terrible Hagrid impersonation. There's way too many Harry Potter nerds in this room. All right. But in those parts of the movie, it always comes unexpected, right? Maybe they go to pick up something heavy and they're like, whoa, that's like 2 tons. How did you lift it so easily? And they're like, how did I do that with such ease? I don't know. I remember when Peter Parker, spoiler alert, he's Spider-Man. Peter Parker is at high school, right? And Mary Jane he catches Mary Jane as she's falling, and she's carrying a tray of cafeteria food, and he goes flying, and he not only catches Mary Jane, but he also, with one hand, balances all the things and catches everything that was on her plate. With one hand, he reacts so quickly, catches the milk, he catches the apple, he catches the sandwich, and the look in the eyes was, did I just do that? Did I really just do that? Did I have the power to do that? I didn't realize I could do that. That's my favorite part of every superhero movie. There is something joyful about seeing someone step into a power they never expected. Would you agree with that? When our good friend Sean was able to stay on that surfboard, let me tell you, I was so pumped in that aqua shop. I was trying my not go, woo, way to go, because I was filming right there. But weren't you excited for him too? Way to go, way to go. When our kids achieve, don't we come unglued? You bet. It could be like T-ball and they get a hit and you're like celebrating like they just won the NBA Finals. Yes, you are. And that's normal. Don't calm that down. That's what you're supposed to do, because you're seeing them step into that power. Or maybe your kid reads a sentence for the first time, or they spell a word and you're really excited and beaming with pride, all right? That's just awesome. We act like we're just on top of the world, and it was their success, but we also know it's our success. We love to see them walk into that power. When you see someone come into contact with Jesus, anybody ever see somebody come in contact with Jesus for the first time, and they find the power to kick an addiction? They find the power to be a newborn again creature in Christ. They see the power to do big things, not just for themselves, but for other people. Don't we rejoice in that? Aren't we excited in that? I tell you what, you ought to come unglued when that happens. When you see somebody repent and give their life to Jesus, that's your victory. You're a part of the family of God, just like you get excited over your kids. When you see someone go down in the water in the name of the Lord and they come up walking in a newness of life, you ought to be excited about it. Absolutely. Sometimes we have to learn this, okay? Here's one thing. Somebody tells a testimony, and it's awesome, but it has nothing to do with you. Wrong. That's your Savior they're talking about. Oh, no, you don't understand. That was their healing. Yeah, it was the healing from the power of your Savior. Yeah, you get excited about that. All right, what if it's another denomination? Oh, get out of here with that. If it's another denomination, you rejoice because they're worshiping the same Jesus you're worshiping. All right, can we just... I've had it with all that. All right? No matter how often you have seen someone step into the power of Jesus, it never gets old or boring. And if it gets old or boring, you need to come back to life. Right? Although it happens so regularly, it ought to be expected, right? It happens so regularly, the person you just saw get saved, that's not the first person in the history of time to get saved. Nope. Although it happens so regularly, there is something about it. The way it happens, the way God works, and the excited look on their face, there's always an unexpected element. I'll never forget when my adopted brother Linus, God filled him with his spirit. I saw him react like I never saw someone react before. He couldn't stop laughing. He couldn't stop smiling. I was just like, no one told a joke. Why is he laughing? Well, wake up, Chris Fluitt. The joy of the Lord is his strength, and the fruit of the Spirit is joy. It was awesome. It was totally unexpected. It was totally different. I love to see the nuance that God can bring into somebody's life, and it's totally different. Don't you love to see somebody minister? Sometimes somebody ministers, and it's like, well, that is totally different. Yeah, it's authentic to who they are, but it's the very same Spirit working in them. I love that. I love that. I love that. Now, some of you have been praying for loved ones and friends to step into that power, haven't you? You've been praying that they would step into that salvation. Absolutely, don't stop praying. And you try to imagine the moment it happens and how you're going to feel and what you're going to have to say when it happens. Have you ever done that? Like you imagine pastor's going to preach a sermon like this and they're going to react like this. And then afterwards we're going to go to Fuzzy Taco and I'm just going to be like, I'm so proud. Like, you're running those things. It's your imagination. You're running tape in your head. It's awesome. Let me tell you something. You have no idea. You try to imagine it, but it never happens quite like you expect it to. It always happens better. It always is so unexpectedly better what God does. The joy in that moment, it's better than you imagine. The realness and the authenticity of that moment, it's better than you imagine. The excitement, the depth of emotion, it's better than you imagine. It is going to happen, and it's going to be better than you imagine. Keep praying. Keep believing. It's going to happen. It might not happen how you thought it would happen, but it's going to happen, and it's better than you expected. Can I tell you, I'm talking about unexpected power today. I'm talking about it. Can I tell you that Jesus promised it? Jesus promised it in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. This is one of the accounts of the Great Commission. Let's read it together. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Jesus says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." If you don't know your geography, they are standing in Jerusalem. And so if you look at a map, you can see Jerusalem, and then there's an area around Jerusalem, it's called Judea, and another area that's further out called Samaria. And so what he's showing you is it starts at a central location, but it just goes out in concentric circles. It is going to expand until it reaches the entire world. That is the kind of power we're talking about. Where you are when the power engages and begins is not where you will be when he calls you home. It's going to expand. It's going to be bigger than that. All right? Sometimes we don't have a vision for that, but that's God's vision for you. He doesn't want you. He doesn't want you to just save your family. He wants to save Judea. You get that? He wants to save some. He wants to expand you and use you to save more people than you even expected. Jesus doesn't just promise you a new life, right? We all know in this life how promises go with some people, right? Promises don't work out so well. Like a used car salesman, be wary of every promise they give you. Amen? Amen, right? Amen, right? Some of y'all know better. Y'all, you're like, amen, pastor. He doesn't just promise you a new life. He actually gives you the power to live that new life. He gives you a brand new birth, and he gives you the power to live that life. He doesn't just tell you to be a witness. What you need to do here is you need to go out there and need to be a witness. Jen, Glenn, go out there and do that. Go be a witness. He doesn't just tell you to do it. In this verse, it says he gives you the power. He makes you a witness. Do you get that? He doesn't just tell you. He gives you the power to do it. Constantly, the Lord is telling us to do some crazy, far out things that we aren't so sure about. But let me tell you, you should step into those things, because it's not only has he told you to do them, he is going to supply the power to do it. Amen. He promises power. He provides power. He doesn't hold it out like a carrot that the donkey never quite gets. He gives it to you. Oh, if you've been faithful for a few years. No, he gives it to you immediately. You see, he doesn't have like a pyramid system scheme. Like, you know, if you just work your way up, you know, then, you know, good things will happen. No, the very first moment, he gives you all that he has. The very first moment, he's like, you need wisdom, you ask it, I'll give it to you. He says, if you need anything, you ask in my name, I will do it. That's the first moment. We're not talking that's just a pastor who's gone to seminary and he's been studying for 30 years and pastoring for 30 years and then he's done enough that he will attain that. No, God freely gives it. He promises. He provides power. Anybody glad about it? I'm glad about it. Can I tell you about one of the biggest bummers in life? Some of you know about this. When I say it, you're gonna go, oh, pastor's right. Here is one of the biggest bummers in life. Your opening birthday presents. You're like, what's the bummer there? Your opening Christmas presents. And you tear off that packaging and you look inside, and there is in front of you the coolest gift. We're talking a lightsaber. We're talking a laser blast gun. We're talking a Miss Polly perfect playset. Maybe not that one. But anyway, you open up that box. You rip all of it out. You get it. You're like, I cannot wait. I am going to slice my brother up with this lightsaber. Where is he? And you get that lightsaber out, and you push that button, and nothing happens. And you're like, Dad, why won't it work? That's the worst part about being a parent, because then it went from this wonderful expectant moment to a meltdown in like 2 seconds, right? But I want it to work now. And you're like, we're going to go from Christmas morning, praise Jesus, to your room real quick, right? You look on the box, and what are those words on the box? Batteries not included. Those jerks at Mattel. How dare you ever do that to Chris Fluitt when he's 7 years old? What they say is, I want to play with this now. I want to experience this now. And your parent says, you're going to have to wait till we get home. You're going to have to wait till your dad can go put some AA batteries in that. Listen up. This is not how God's kingdom works. He doesn't give you something and you're really excited and then you go to it and then it says, sorry, no batteries, no power. He gives you power. He gives you power. You shall have power when his spirit comes into your life. Matthew 28 and 18. Can I tell you who we're talking about here? We're talking about Jesus, and he is no slouch. Matthew 28 and 18 says this, then Jesus came to them and he said, all authority. Another word for authority is power. Somebody say power.
Power.
All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Can I tell you, Jesus has all power. Yeah. The God that the dude that we're reading about that says, I'm going to give you power, I'm going to give you authority, he has a right to say that because he has all power. Yeah. He has all authority. A lot of people are like worried about the devil. I get a lot of questions on our anonymous text line, 214-856-0550. We get a lot of questions like, I think the devil is after me. What should I do? What is the devil? I mean, how do I know? I heard something in the night. Maybe it was the devil. Let me tell you, the devil does not have any power according to 28:18 of Matthew, because Jesus has all power and all authority. Newsflash, the only power the devil can have is the one that you give him. That's all right? The God we serve, he has all power. And let me tell you, he's not stingy with it. You see, this is how Jesus is different from every other world leader. He's different from every other religious leader you can talk about. Because every other religious leader says, you need to come and learn of me. Buddha says, you need to come and learn. And then if you come to me, then I'll tell you some powerful things. If you come and attain enlightenment, then I will. If you go and fast and do all these things. No, Jesus says, I have all power and you shall have power. And we're not talking about counterfeit power. We're not talking a magician's illusion. We're talking about the one that has all power in heaven and earth is going to give you his power. What kind of power are we talking about here? Well, we're not talking about green Yoda powers. Although that would be cool. We're not talking about mystical, ghostly powers with wands and capes and stuff. We're not talking about something so complex and metaphysical that you can't even understand it. No, we're not talking about any of those things. Here, real quick, did anyone take physics in high school or some kind of science, upper science? Does anyone know this scientific formula? Do you know what this scientific formula is up here? Force times distance divided by time. Somebody push up your nerd glasses and tell us what that is. Somebody said it. Power. That is the formula to calculate power. Say it with me. Force times distance divided by time. You can calculate all kinds of things with this formula. You can actually calculate the amount of power in that game-saving block LeBron James had in Game 7 of the NBA Finals
that won him the championship last week. That's one of my favorite things on ESPN Sports Science. It's amazing. They're able to actually calculate the time it took him, the force, and the distance, and they're able to give you a number. He had this much power, and that's a crazy amount of power in that moment. You can calculate the horsepower in your car or the absolute lack of horsepower in your car. Lord, help our cars. All right. Amen. You can just about calculate anything. You get the numbers, you pop them into this equation, and you can actually define the amount of power. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All right. So can we use this to calculate God's power?
Yeah.
I mean, who can measure his force? His very words exploded this world into being. Can you measure that? Oh, man. Okay, who can measure his distance? He fills the universe. Actually, to say it better, if anything, the universe is inside of him. He's bigger than the universe. We can't even fathom it. So can you pop in a number for the distance? All right, and how about time? We know that God exists out of time. He is the eternal God. He is the self-existent one. He is Alpha and Omega. Everything that we experience began with him and ended with him, and he is outside of it and within it. He fills that whole timeline and goes on beyond the timeline. So what number can you pop in there? So here is the formula I've got working for God's power. Are you ready for it? Here it is. See that sideways 8? You don't know. That's infinity. His force is infinity times an infinity distance divided by 0. That's the amount of time he needs to do anything. So infinite force times infinite distance divided by 0 time. That's a crazy number, and it's indefinable because 0 goes into 1 forever, infinitely. In fact, it will never fill 1, right? If I just put a bunch of, I'll put 0 pennies in your pocket, we would be here forever to get to 10 cents. We'd never get there. Like in college, how I'd pay for my bills. I'm working. Right. 0. Now, that's 0 going into 1. We're talking about 0 going to infinity squared. Push up your nerd glasses and say, God is powerful.
Amen.
In fact, our memory verse, let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Now to him who was able to do, somebody say that word.
Immeasurably.
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his, somebody say it, power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. All right. Do you understand that God has this crazy, infinite, immeasurable power? Now, where has he placed that power? In us. That's what it said, right? Go back to verse 20. According to the power, to his power that is at work within us. He has located his power. He has placed it inside of you. His force times distance divided by time is working inside of you. Don't you dare let anybody tell you that you're nobody. Don't let anybody dare tell you you can't do anything. Don't dare listen to anybody that would suggest that you aren't able, because God has placed his power, his infinite power. The one who has all power says that he has placed that power inside of you, and it is working inside of you right now. Can you clap your hands for that kind of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to say it like this. Whatever force you need. I need about this much force, right? I need to be able to get through this day. God's got it.
Yeah.
He's got it in infinite spades, right? Well, whatever distance you need to go, he's got it. And whatever time constraints you have on you, God says that shouldn't be a problem, though. That won't be a problem. Can you imagine? Okay. If God is on this side of the universe, way over here on this side, and you're on this side of the universe, and you need the most miraculous healing, like the craziest healing possible times 2,000. All right. God just goes, done. And it travels the entire distance. It's the exact force needed. And he does it in zero time.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to travel light years. Just, it's there. It's done. It's instant. When you pray, can you think a little differently when you pray? You're like, God, it feels like it takes God so long to pray. No, it doesn't take him any time. He is waiting for the right time to give the right force. He will go the distance. You trust this God. You trust this God. Can anybody be a witness of that in this house? God has all the power you need, so don't worry. Look at somebody, don't worry. Be happy. Who sang that song? Go. Bobby McFerrin. This is such a culturally relevant church if we were living in the 80s right now. All right. Jesus told his disciples that they were going to stand before people who had the power to put them in prison and to kill them. Right? So I want you to get this real quick. All right. He tells you he's got all power he's going to give you, but that doesn't mean you're not going to face trouble. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, you're still going to face trouble. He says that. But look at this. Matthew 10, verse 19. This looks like terrible advice. This is advice your lawyer would never give you. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. All right. Now, your lawyer, what does he tell you to say? Zero. You don't say nothing until I get there, sucker. Don't say nothing, okay? You're just going to incriminate yourself, Chris Fluitt. All right, so I'm really quiet all those times I got arrested. Thank the Lord for delivering me from that life. All right. All right. When they arrest you, don't think about what you're going to say. That is opposed to every other thing this world will tell you. You better get your story straight. You better know what to say. You better like have some name dropping you can do. Oh, by the way, I know Caesar guy, Caesar Augustus. We go long back, way back. Like you ought to know this. He says, don't think about a thing, because I am going to give you at that time. You will be given what to say. What is God saying here? He says, don't worry. Do not worry about it. You have God's power. You have all the force you need to go any distance, crossing every distance, and always right on time. Now, let me tell you, you should worry if you're going to depend on your power.
All right?
Right? We could calculate your power, right? All we need to do is place your numbers into the formula, and you will see you're such limited numbers. Your limited force times the limited distance divided by your very limited time, right? If we're going to depend on our power, don't you think that's a bad idea? Wouldn't it make much more sense to turn to the power of the one who created the whole world? You bet, you bet, you bet. We're invited to use his power. We're invited to have that power work it all out for us. You see, you're sitting there trying to figure out what you're going to do. You're like, what am I going to do? Oh God, what am I going to do? You're trying to figure it out. Maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do this. Maybe I would say this and they would think I was going to say that, but then I switch it up and I say that, and I'm like, I'll guilt the IRS out of asking me for that money. Like, that never happened with my dealings with them. But like all these things, no, while you're trying to figure it out, God's already worked it out.
Yes.
It's settled in heaven forever. He's just waiting right there to let you work it all out. Trust me. Trust me in this. Trust God in this. He will work it out. Stop stressing. Start trusting. Stop stressing. Start trusting. Some of you have never shared the truth of God with people in your life because you're afraid you don't know what you're going to say. Is that true? All right. Jesus tells us to just open our mouth and His Spirit is going to give us the words. Some of us have these limitations on how God can use us, right? Maybe we draw these lines of God can use me this much, right? God might can use me to stack chairs after church, but certainly not to pray with somebody. No, He could never do that. Or maybe God gives me the power I could help out with Sunday school, but I could never open up a scripture and share it to somebody in a Bible study one-on-one. I could never, ever do that. I certainly couldn't ever preach to a congregation. There's these things. We're locked down, God. I know God could never use me like that. Y'all can just stare at me, but we do it. We do that. I see these people worshiping like that. I could never do that. Those people trust God in a way that's amazing and that's really good. I know God's working in their life, but I could never do that. God, could you let me, God could let me feel His presence maybe if I'm alone and no one's around, but I could never freely worship Him in front of someone else. That's just scary. I'm going to tell you, His power is infinite, yet you can limit His infinite power. You see, that's the power of faith. This limitless power is set free to work in your life by faith. You got to have faith. You got to believe it. You got to exercise your faith. Sometimes, well, I don't know what's going to happen. Exactly. That's why it's called faith, right? When we pray for people, we don't know what's going to happen. We believe what's going to happen. When I preach this, I've been praying on this sermon for weeks. I don't know what's going to happen, but you better believe I believe what's going to happen. Whatever your limitations are, whether they be like a literal physical thing, whether they be a financial thing, whether they just be a head game that you're playing on yourself, I want to tell you, whatever that limitation is, God can span the gulf. He can more than make up for all your limitations with His infinite, limitless power. If your natural is not enough, perhaps you should depend on His supernatural to take you the rest of the way. We serve a God of more than enough. That's what your Bible says. It calls Him more than enough. Peter. Now we're going to read some scripture here, okay? I kind of do things backwards. Most people take their text at the beginning. We're going to take our text at the end, all right? You with me? Peter. Anybody know who Peter is? Peter is a disciple. He's an apostle. He's one of the 12, right? He's there in Acts chapter 1 and 2, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, so now we're in Acts chapter 3. Peter came upon a begging, crippled man in Acts chapter 3. But Peter had no money to give him. See, that's what the beggar wanted. He wanted some money. He had no money to give him. In the natural, he did not have what the situation called for. So, did Peter just apologize and walk away? Sorry, buddy, I don't have what you need. No, he didn't. Some of y'all know what happened. Let's read about it. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. Instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. And filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. Verse 12, when Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" Verse 16. By faith in the name of who?
Jesus.
We're going to try this again. I like it when we say his name really loud. All right. By faith in the name of
Jesus.
That is good. This man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and faith and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you all can see. I want to take you back to the beginning. Peter did not have what the situation called for. He said, "I don't have silver or gold." But God had much more than the situation needed. You see, we thought the situation only needed some silver or gold. God has silver or gold. He absolutely does. But he also has so much more than silver or gold.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you're praying for God to do this specific thing in your life. Let me give you just a booster faith shot right here. Not only does he have what you need, he has more than what you need. He actually has a better vantage point on what you need. He knows how to get you where you need to go more than you know. He has more than you need. He has more than the situation needed. That power of God was working in Peter.
All right.
So what does Peter say? He says, "Silver or gold have I none, but what I have, I give to you." Even when you're in a situation and you're like, "I don't have anything," that's not true. You have something. What I have, I give to you. What did he have? He had faith in the name of Jesus. He had the power of the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, stop worrying, start believing. Do you have access to the same name that Peter spoke over that man?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. In the name of Jesus. Do you want that same power that flowed through Peter in you? We like to imagine. Let me give you a little imagination. This same power could work at the kitchen table. This same power can work when you're talking to your kids and you're at your wit's end. The power of God could show up and bring love and bring healing and bring peace to that situation. This power can show up no matter where. You could be in a place and you're like, "This is really bad. Somebody needs to do something." Well, somebody does need to do something. Why don't you take what you have, that power, in the name of Jesus, and set it free? Do you want that kind of power? You should have that kind of power. Have you received that powerful gift of the Holy Ghost? Have you received that Spirit? Have you repented of your sins? Let me tell you, when you repent of your sins, you're walking dead center in the middle of his power. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes. It's powerful. You sinned and you messed up and the devil comes to you and says, he wants to make you feel crummy. He wants to make you feel like, oh, coming to the altar and repenting is the weakest thing you could do. You're coming back to this place. What a loser you are. You can't ever get it right. Oh, he's trying his best. He's throwing his best shot at you because he wants to keep you from the power of repentance. Don't you dare listen to him. He is a liar and the father of all lies. You come and repent, you'll be right in the middle of his power. And guess what? He can't touch you. He can't touch you. Amen. God will give you the power to turn away from your sin. You see, you repent, he will actually give you the power to turn away from it and to live a new life. So here's what I want to tell you. You are not powerless. Man, that's what the enemy wants to tell you every time. That's what the fear inside of you wants to tell you every time. When the doctor gives you a bad report, I want to tell you, you're not powerless. When your kids are treating you like heck, you're not powerless. When you get the worst thing in the mail imaginable, whatever that is, you're not powerless. You can do something that will change your life at any moment. I would call that pretty powerful. Do you know that right now you could do something that could change your life right now in this church? Do you think that's powerful? See, that's the wonderful thing. God's given you so much power. We could talk, I'm going to talk about the spiritual, but let me talk about like the total natural. You have the power and ability to go learn something today, to go read a book, to decide to go back to school, to decide to pick up the phone and forgive somebody. You got the power to do all of those things. That's powerful. You're not powerless. Don't ever feel like you're backed into a corner without something that you can do. God didn't create you to live life like that. But then beyond that, when you talk about stepping into the supernatural power, you can do that at any time, at any place. Amen. In your Bible is filled with moments where the power of God showed up at the deepest, darkest prison cell. Paul and Silas got a hold of power and it shook the entire building. A small little defenseless looking little shepherd boy that no one thought twice of, he swung that stone. But the real power is he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. This power, it shows up. You're not powerless. That's one of the stupidest tricks we could ever fall for. You're not powerless. God has put gifts and abilities inside of you. He also wants to place his supernatural spirit inside of you. And the truth is, only you can stop this from happening. The devil can't stop you from repenting. The devil can't stop you from getting baptized. The devil can't stop the Spirit of God from flowing in your life. The only person that can stop that is you and me. Do you believe that the situation in front of you is not too hard for God?
Yeah.
Could you close your eyes real quick? Think about that question. Do you believe that the situation in front of you is not too hard for God? You believe that? While your eyes are closed, I want to tell you that we're about to give you an opportunity to change your life. If you've been feeling powerless, I want to tell you you're about to have a moment where you can step into power. I want you to open your eyes. Look at me. We're about to open up these altars, and that might be sound kind of different for you. You might not even know what altar means. It doesn't even matter. You don't have to know what it means. What it means is we're going to take some moment for you to talk to God. He's the one who has all power. I want you to talk to him. I want to challenge you to actually come from your chair as a sign of, I want God's power. If you're going through something you don't know how to deal with, you don't know how to handle it, I invite you to come in the first 2 feet. When you come into the first 2 feet, it means you want somebody to pray with you. You come in these first 2 feet, and we're going to pray with you. In fact, when you come, I want you to come with this kind of thought in your head. I want you to pray for me like Peter prayed for that beggar. I want you to pray like that. I want you to pray the name of Jesus on me when you come in these first 2 feet. And for the rest of you, why don't you come to this altar and call that name over your needs. Call that name over your family. We do 3 things every time we come to Redemption Church. We worship God together. We receive the word of God together. Now it's time to do the 3rd thing. Come and talk to God. These altars are open. Why don't you stand? Why don't you take a step right now? Why don't you take a step from powerlessness and take a step into the power of God? Come get prayer in this altar. Come call on the name of Jesus. Come ask his power to flow in your life. Right now, I'm just going to pray over you as you come. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that power to be resident in our life, God. We come against the lies that have told us that we don't have power. God, you have so much more power than we can imagine. You have more, immeasurably more than all we can ask or think. And you've put that power in us, God, right now in Jesus' name. If someone needs to repent, God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that they would do that today. If someone needs to have that Holy Spirit in them, they've never had it, God, Lord, I ask, God, that they'd ask for that gift today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Come on, Redemption Church, let's talk to God. Let's take a few moments.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.